The campaign. On the third day, after the big move, Linda's phone rang. It was her mother. "Hello, darling. Are you feeling any better today?" The question hung in the air for a moment, as Linda thought through her answer. Linda did not feel much better than she had the previous days, but responded with enthusiasm. "Yeah, I am great, Mom. Really? I am just a little overwhelmed still by the city." Everyone had been surprised by Linda's decision to move to New York, and even more surprised that she could see it through. As Linda looked down from her window at the lively streets and up at the tops of the skyscrapers, she again thought, "What am I doing here?" With her stomach in knots, she hung up and began to get ready for her day. She knew she couldn't be late on her first day and needed to impress her new colleagues and clients. She kept going back and forth between two options. She could wear the black dress with her colorful pumps, or she would wear her plaid pants with a sweater and a blue blazer. Linda thought a few moments and decided to wear the pants and blazer. The pants and blazer were more comfortable, and she knew she needed her own comfort as much as she needed to make an impression today. She passed the mirror one more time quickly and wondered how others would see her. Though she felt shy and scattered, the mirror showed a very confident and energetic young woman. Linda put on a coat to shield herself from the cool fall weather and left her new studio apartment. She quickened her steps down the 9 flights of stairs to make it to the subway stop on time. The station was a 10-minute walk from the apartment, just at the corner near the open-air market. They sold lots of vegetables and fruits there, and the sellers were quite aggressive. They yelled, "Get your fresh tomatoes! Best price!" or "Free samples! Come and try!" as she walked by. She descended with a large crowd to the trains and found her line quickly. She needed to take the blue line about 6 stops toward Manhattan. She was glad that she had practiced going to the office and coming home a few times over the weekend. She had enough anxiety today without having to worry about how to get to work. Linda always tried to plan carefully, because she knew how much she was prone to worry. Her mind wandered in the train as it stopped and started, letting passengers on and off. Luckily, a few minutes after Linda had boarded, a woman began to sing. The performance helped Linda to stay in the present moment and to think more positively. The woman sang opera, which was not usually Linda's favorite kind of music, but her voice was clear and beautiful. Linda felt a bit calmer and wished she could stay for the end of the performance, but had to get off at her stop. As she walked the few blocks to the building, she thought about how talented some people are. The woman in the train was an extraordinarily talented singer. She could hit impossibly high notes and had such a wonderful tone. Linda wondered if her drawings and designs were anywhere near as good as this woman's song. Was she really a talented artist? People had always told her that she was, but it was impossible to know how she would compare to other big talents. She was unsure whether she would measure up in such a competitive and large corporation. Linda entered the building and took some deep breaths as she went through security. She waited patiently for the elevator, and when it came, pressed the button for the 4th floor. She knew she needed to attend a meeting for all staff in the large conference room on the left of the main hall. When she entered the room, there were already about 12 people there, sitting in large, rolling chairs around a long wooden table. She hadn't yet met anyone and smiled nervously at all the new faces. One of these new faces said, "You must be Linda. Everyone, this is Linda. She has just relocated to New York. to work on our new campaigns. Please, make her feel welcome. The man shook her hand, and he made a gesture to her to take a seat at the table. Please, feel free to contribute any ideas, he added. Though the welcome was very warm, Linda felt too overwhelmed to speak much during the meeting and even had trouble focusing on the discussion. She was approached again as she was leaving the room. The man who had greeted and introduced her was her boss, Mr. Blunt. He said, "Linda, I am sorry we didn't get a chance to meet previously. The Human Resources Department has told me a lot about you. I know you heard from the meeting that we are expecting to launch the campaign on Monday. I will need some ideas from you by the end of the day. I am busy myself, but I will put you in touch with Marshall, who is also working on this project, so you can bounce ideas off each other. Please be ready to present what you come up with in our team meeting tomorrow." Linda smiled, but felt her heart beat faster, and her palms started to sweat. When she got back to her office and closed the door, she finally began to think more clearly. She took out the documents she had received during the meeting to review the information about the new campaign. It was an awareness campaign to encourage women to speak up at work. That's so ironic, thought Linda. She laughed for a moment at herself and began to brainstorm some ideas. After about 30 minutes of writing down notes and ideas, she began to draw the images in her mind. Linda had a great imagination, and she was happy to be productive with this first project. After an hour of sketching, she heard a knock at the door. It was Marshall, the colleague she was supposed to work with. "Good morning. I saw you in the meeting, and I knew we would be working together. But I had a million things to do, so I didn't have time to come and chat." Marshall seemed to be in a hurry still. He asked Linda if she had had a chance to think about the project. When Linda began to tell him about the ideas she was working on, Marshall interrupted her. "Great! Well, listen, I really appreciate what you're trying to do here, but I have been working on this for about a week now, and I feel we should just take my direction, if that's all right with you." Linda didn't know what to say. She tried to think quickly. She asked, "So what is your idea for the direction?" However, before she had finished speaking, she saw that Marshall had already gone. Linda thought long and hard about what to do. She had gotten attached to one of her sketches and felt she could design something creative, but she did not want to disappoint Marshall or her boss. She also felt she needed to prove herself to the company and could not fail in her first assignment. Linda felt she really needed some advice. She looked through the documents again to find the names of other members in her department, started up her computer, and composed a short email. It read as follows. "Dear colleagues, I wanted to write a brief note to introduce myself to you all. I am the new addition to the creative team, and I want to make sure everyone in the department feels free to connect with me. If you have any free time in your schedule to drop by my office, I would welcome any visitors. I look forward to getting better acquainted with everyone and hope that we will have a great time working together in the coming months. Kind regards, Linda." Linda hoped that she would get some response and perhaps she could ask any visitors for their suggestions. In the meantime, she felt pressure to continue working, and since the only project she could work on was her earlier sketch, she decided to make a more polished version of her design on the computer. One part of the design was a close-up of a woman's face. In her eyes were images of books, and her mouth was shaped like a metal lock. Placed next to this, side by side, was a picture of the same woman's hands holding a key shaped to the lock of her mouth. Linda was happy with the message of the image and felt inspired. The message was that women had the power within themselves to share their knowledge. Linda finished the design around 1 p.m., and at just the moment she felt she had completed her work, she realized that she had been very hungry. This happened often to Linda. She would become so lost in her work that she would forget her body's needs. Sometimes she would not even notice when she had to go to the bathroom, and would only go to the toilet when the situation became urgent. Linda had also neglected her email. She clicked the screen to show new messages and found several responses to her introductory message. One colleague's response particularly caught her attention. A woman named Grace, who also worked with the creative team, had invited her to lunch. She did not mention a time in the email, and Linda thought she may be too late. She wrote Grace a quick note explaining that she had been tied down, but would still like to meet and take their break together if it was possible. Linda decided to wait just 10 minutes to see if another response came. She looked out of her window down onto the street and saw a food truck down the block. She knew that the food trucks had become very trendy in the city, and some of the best chefs were working from them. There was a long queue, which meant the food was probably delicious. After the 10 minutes had passed, without a new message, she walked out deliberately to get some takeaway for lunch. As she was heading to the elevator, she heard someone calling her name. "Linda! Oh, hi! I'm glad I found you. I'm Grace. I just got your message. Have you eaten? I'm starving." Linda didn't have much time to react before she found herself with Grace in the elevator moving toward the ground floor. Grace's hair was peroxide blonde, and everything about her appearance was bright. She had on a bizarre shade of bluish-purple lipstick and metallic silver shoes. Grace thought she also seemed to be in a hurry. Linda guessed, "Do you need to pick something up quickly? I saw a food truck park just the next block up, and it seems to be very popular." Grace looked at Linda approvingly and said, "That's genius." The two lined up outside the food truck and waited impatiently to order. When they approached the small window, they ordered two large tacos and some chips and salsa and got the food in a brown paper bag handed to them after a short wait. They ate ravenously on the sidewalk. As they chewed their last bites, Linda finally felt like she could ask Grace a few questions about how to deal with her problem. "I have this idea for the new campaign, but I am not sure how to present my ideas without stepping on someone's toes. I am working with Marshall, and though Mr. Blunt is expecting us to work together, I think Marshall would rather work alone." That's a tough one." Grace seemed thoughtful. "I have worked with Marshall for a long time. He is very serious and driven. I think he's a bit like a robot, but a robot that talks so much. It is difficult with him to get a word in sometimes. I think the secret is to be very direct with him. Mr. Blunt is like that too. You need to speak quickly and be straightforward about what you think will work. If I were you, I would just go to Marshall's office and interrupt him for a few moments. If you act proud of your work, he will let you take a minute or two of his time." "I don't know," Linda replied. "Sometimes I feel so stressed just thinking about these kinds of conversations. I have always had some difficulties with public speaking or having any confrontation, but I know they will probably respect me more if I am able to speak up, and the campaign really inspires me to try to do it as well. I was thinking about it all morning while I was sketching. I should be bold and unafraid to really put myself out there." Grace nodded. "If you are so nervous, you can try some tricks so that you can stay calm. While you speak, maybe you can imagine that your audience is naked. I have heard that works for some people. Or you can imagine that you are famous. maybe an actress or singer. When I make presentations to Mr. Blunt or Marshall, I imagine Marshall as a robot and Mr. Blunt as an alien. And then I have an easier time speaking with them comfortably. Linda did not much like the idea of imagining her boss naked. It seemed too crude. She did not like the idea of turning them into robots or aliens either. Yet, Grace had given her a good idea. She needed to somehow use her imagination to sell her ideas. Maybe she could imagine herself as the woman in her design, as she were a character in a commercial for the campaign. She would act out the part of a woman, speaking up at work, and pretend that there was a huge and supportive audience cheering for her. As the two women ascended again to the fourth floor, Linda felt her excitement build. She felt very eager to put her plan into motion. She thanked Grace for coming out with her and told her she would give her an update on her situation tomorrow. As she approached her office, she was surprised to see both Mr. Blunt and Marshall near her door. Linda began to produce her commercial in her mind, and addressing them both, said, "Hello. If you have just a moment, I have a design I'd like you both to take a look at." Both men looked mildly surprised at her demeanor, but followed Linda into her office, where the design was placed on the table. "I know I've only been working for some hours, but I feel close to this campaign. I want to thank you both for making me feel welcome and not intimidated. If we can combine some aspects of this into the overall design, I think we can make something really special." Marshall nodded in agreement. Mr. Blunt said, "Yes, this is a very fresh perspective. Glad to have you on board." Linda felt suddenly more relaxed. For the first time since she had moved to the city, she felt she had made the right decision.